great start for your kids yesterday. I got the results yesterday and looking those over. Wow, 333, and it's besides, you know, kind of Trent and Riley, it's a whole new group. You got a chance to go for a couple of different teams in there. Got to be pleased about the opener.
Yeah, you know, you're just kind of nervous a little bit, I guess, as a coach. Just a lot of unknowns, like you said, just bringing back Trent and Riley as the only returning, you know, veteran on our team. And then playing, you know, four guys that played a lot of JV golf in the past and bringing those guys in as varsity competitors. But, you know, starting out, you know, it was chilly, just like the track team was talking about. It was, you know, that 36 degrees when we're getting out of the van at North Platte. And but, you know, our guys adjusted well on the fly. You know, there was just enough wind up there that if you hit the ball a little bit offline, if it was a little spinny, that it took it off direction quite a bit. And, you know, we played at River's Edge. So River's Edge is the polar opposite of Heritage Hills for the fact that it's a tighter course, a lot of trees, and a lot of out of bounds and water as well. So our guys managed to come out victorious. There was three teams there with us and North Platte and Lexington, and you know, we started out the first meet shooting 333, and we edged out North Platte by eight strokes, and they were 341, and Lexington's varsity was 376, but had some great individual efforts in there as well. And you know, Trent Riley played pretty well. Didn't feel like he ever really gotten in a rhythm, but he was able to battle and shoot 81, and that was good enough for a tie for second. And you know, probably the surprise of the day, Rich, was Asher Wilson. You know, Asher Wilson, last two qualifying rounds in practice has really dropped his score. And as a coach, you're like, can he do it in a tournament setting? And Asher really stepped up and finished in that top, tied for second as well with an 81. And you know, Wyatt Benish is a guy that played well as well with an 83, and he was in the top five, a fourth place finish for Wyatt Benish. And you know, if he didn't have one mishap on the course, he would have shot an 81 as well. And so, you know, there's always those ifs and buts and different things like that. But you know, to round out our varsity was Cruz McCarty with an 88, and you know, a big shout out to Trip Riley shooting an 88. You know, this is his first varsity debut, first competitive, you know, tournament debut, and you could tell it on Trip. You know, I think he was pretty nervous on those first few holes, and unfortunately he started on one of the tougher holes and took a number, and the second hole took a number. But then after those first couple three holes, Trip really settled in. I was really proud of his efforts on the way in, for sure.
And I'm sure these guys, all your guys, are ready for a meet. I mean, sure, you have inner squad stuff like that, competitions, challenges, Heritage Hills, but ready to tackle another course and some other teams, right?
Yeah, and you don't know where you're at, Rich, till you know you get in competition play, and the nerves start to roll a little bit. You have different scenery, and you got to really focus on your alignment, you know, especially at River's Edge, where some of those fairways are only, you know, 20 yards wide, and you got to really place that ball out there and with some good distance as well. But you know, our guys have to adjust to different green speeds and different things like that. Their greens were considerably slower than Heritage Hills, so our guys had to adjust with that. But, you know, proud with the varsity effort. You know, North Platte, you know, there was a lot of unknowns with North Platte going into it. They have five new varsity guys on their squad. You know, they had some JV guys last year play, and, you know, you kind of make some predictions. But, you know, North Platte's varsity did well, but their JV did really well as well. Their JV was only five strokes back of their varsity. So, you know, Coach Kaminsky's going to get their lineup figured out, getting their top five best guys in there, and they're going to be a very competitive squad. You know, continue to talk about our team. You know, our JV team did well as well. You know, Brody Anthony shot a 91. You know, just took one or two big numbers in there that he wish he would have had back. But, you know, he's going to grow and get better. Brody has been a consistent, you know, staple within our top five, six spot. And, you know, he's going to continue to get better. Ian Spearman didn't play last year, but it was his first varsity competition, shot a 98. Hudson Workmeister was injured last year and came in and shot a 98, so it was good to see Hudson back on the course and do some good things. Eli Smith kind of struggled a little bit around the links, but had some bright spots in there shooting 101, and Walker Coleman was his first, you know, varsity debut as a freshman. You know, he got the nerves and different things like that, but Walker's only going to get better. You know, I kind of reminded him yesterday, one of our two-time state medalists from a couple years back, his first varsity competition wasn't wasn't his best either. So, you know, Walker's going to continue to get way better and learn. And Abel Wilson is another freshman in there that played and battled the conditions and did some good things throughout this round as well. And Abel shot a 102. And we had some other guys in there with James shooting 101 and Bronson Frazier 113. Colby Rogers shot a 130. And Colby Foster, freshman, just, you know, we had some sickness on the team. So Colby kind of got thrown in the fire. I don't know if he was, you know, mentally ready for it, but he did the best that he could as far as, you know, we told him the day before that he's going to load up on the van because we had some sickness, and he did some really good things throughout the round and probably wasn't the score that he was looking for, but we'll definitely have a baseline to base off of where we can go and kind of go from there.
Yep, it was good to get all those kids. It was, boy, it's nice to get some depth. Gets a chance to play all those kids, and really early, you talked about before, the first couple of meets, you get a chance to play everybody, don't you?
Yeah, so, you know, we'll play 10 guys in this next event coming at Lakeside at Lexington. We'll have Lexington and Gothenburg there for another triangular, 18-hole triangular. But, you know, there's some guys in there like Lee Davidson, who is fighting the stomach flu, that I fully intend Lee to compete at a, you know, a varsity spot at some point. We had some FFA kids gone, so that we have three freshmen and a sophomore that, you know, who knows on how fast they're going to develop and some different things like that. But, yeah, we do definitely have some depth in there. You know, probably didn't see it on the score so much because it's just such a different atmosphere, I guess you would say, at River's Edge, being the course that it is. But, you know, our guys are definitely going to bounce back and continue to work hard. And, you know, like I said, we have a couple more tournaments coming up with the Triangular this next week and a duel with Ogallala that following Tuesday.
How is their course up at North Platte, all things considering, with dry and no snow? How is their course looking?
That was actually looking really nice. You know, there was some spots, just like any course, that were a little rough. But I tell you what, if you're in the fairway, you had a great lie. If you're on the greens were rolling. They were a little bit slower, but, you know, as far as the conditions of the course, it was really good. And, you know, the native was, you know, filled out way more than I thought it would be, as far as, you know, if you lost the ball in the native, they played stroke and distance. So if anybody knows the rules of the game, you know, stroke and distance, if you lose the ball in the native, you got to go back to where you originally were, take your penalty strokes and keep moving on. And you know, you only have to be 10 paces off the green sometimes, and you're in some pretty tough trouble, whether it's a sand trap or even hitting it out of bounds. So you got to be laser focused with some of those club selections and different things like that. But, you know, the course was in good shape for sure.
Well, we'll see what Mother Nature has in store. We're talking a little bit, Coach Shugru, next week, early part of this week. I think it's supposed to be warming up a little bit, but maybe later on as you get toward Thursday, you might run into, yeah, maybe, possibly, won't believe it until we see it, yeah, a little moisture.
Yeah, we'll take it. So we'll play in rain any day of the week because we need it. So, you know, our kids will battle through it. But Lexington's, you know, I would say a little bit easier for the fact that there's a little bit more openness to it. The fairways are a little bit wider, not as much out of bounds. There is trouble, don't get me wrong. There is out of bounds and different things like that. But I feel like, you know, a little bit bigger greens kind of suits the eye a little bit better than River's Edge. But, you know, I can't take away from the fact, you know, you get rid of some of those penalty strokes on our varsity guys. You know, Trenton hit one out of bounds. You know, Asher had some penalty strokes. Cruz hit a couple out of bounds. You know, that 333 could definitely be a low 320. Mm-hmm. And so to take that score for the first meet, definitely proud of those guys and their efforts. And, you know, if you look at a year ago, Rich, and you would have told me, you know, that, you know, Asher Wilson or, you know, Wyatt Benish would be shooting low 80s this early on the season, I definitely would have taken it. Mm-hmm. Those guys were, you know, low 90s guys, I'm just going to say it. And they've just really have worked hard to improve their game, and not just, you know, short game, it's all parts of their game. And there's some things as a coach that I'm just mentally taking notes that we can definitely do in practice to get a lot better. You know, we just got to clean up some things, focus-wise, different things like that, to get these guys on the right track. To hopefully we'll see some sevens as the first numbers and hit some, you know, mid-70s, high-70s here in the upcoming weeks as we go.
And I'm sure it's a weekend. Those guys will probably put some time over the weekend, too.
Yeah, you know, they have crazy work ethic, Rich. You know, we get back into town, and all they can talk about is how fast they can get to the golf course and jump on golf carts and go play. So we got back around, you know, 5 o'clock, 5:30 last night, and I guarantee you half of them played another nine holes once they got back. And so – that's just kind of the addiction that they have right now. Hopefully that burning desire continues to grow. I can't thank the coaching staff enough that I have around me with Coach Tanner Unger. Tanner is alumni of the program. It's awesome to have another set of eyes. Is going to be a great mentor to our kids. And secondly, I want to thank Brandon Crick for coming out. You know, even though he just had surgery, I don't know if he wants me saying that on the radio.
I did not know that.
He tore his Achilles playing old man basketball, so he's not showing the guys the drills, but he's definitely given some great insight. But can't thank Brandon enough, you know. The mental side, the focus side, everything in between from A to Z. Brandon's been an awesome asset to our team, and so I can't thank our coaches enough. You know, it takes definitely a community as well, you know, as far as the community and the support to make this thing roll for sure.
Now he really has an excuse of being in a golf cart all around the course now. He can't walk it with
absolutely.
That.
No, he's on crutches right now. But, being laid up and different things like that, he makes efforts to make it out a couple times a week. And it's just a huge asset, along with Coach Unger being out there. And it's really nice to have some help. And those guys really look up to those guys. And so it's nice to have a couple sets of eyes and another voice and everything in between. So, you know, the guys are set up well with our course at Heritage Hills with Clint Coleman, Chris Vance. They do nothing but just allow our kids to play and play a lot. And so, you know, the whole mix, when you mix everything together, I feel like we're going to continue to get better, continue to grow, and hopefully we can take that 333 and be, you know, a little few strokes better as we get through.